Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today, because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Oh, that sauce is off the chain. I'm going to tell you what, we just had Andy and Ryan from Corazon on 122 South Division. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a place to go to lunch on Monday through Friday, don't worry about the neighborhood. It's just a block south of Division in Fulton. Plenty of parking there. These guys got it going on when it comes to this new kind of, it's almost a new version of Mexican food. I'm tasting flavor profiles I've never had before. But you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're going to bring the show to a close. We've got on the line our favorite brewer from Battle Creek, Mr. Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales. Good morning, Tim.
Guys, I want to say this right out front. If I ever don't make it in the beer business, I want to come back as some assistant to The Grilling Guys. I'm listening to you this morning talking about these tacos that you're eating, and I'm wishing instead of being here for a big shindig, I'm up there with you this morning.
Oh, but you know what, Tim? It's going to be a great day in Battle Creek, too. But you're right. We are blessed with this. We've got some just great great restaurateurs here in West Michigan, and every time we get a chance to sit down and talk with one of them, that's great. You know, you're no stranger to good food either. You got a great restaurant right there in your brew pub as well. So, and these guys didn't get a chance to mix great microbrewed beer, and you can do both of those. I've eaten your barbecue, buddy. It's good, man. What's going on down there today?
Well, we've had the privilege of being able to be in the beer business and the restaurant business for 15 years. And we're celebrating that today again with our annual Highland Christmas party. This is something we've done from the beginning, and it's a fundraiser for the Food Bank of South Central Michigan, which has done and continues to do some just outstanding work in providing much-needed food throughout our region here. But it's also an opportunity for us to celebrate 15 years. We have a number of our beers on tap. Almost all of them are going to be available throughout the day. We have a special 15th anniversary ale that we're going to start selling at noon here, which is a really unique beer. It's a brown ale that's been aged in wine barrels with about 30 pounds of Michigan cherries for about 9 months, and we added some special yeast to kind of turn it into a funky sour brown ale. So that's kind of cool. But a Scottish-themed party where we're all wearing kilts, and I get to address the haggis this evening at 6:15 to the sound of Highland bagpipes, and we'll have Celtic music throughout the afternoon and all evening. So it's a big party. It's our way of giving back to the community a little bit with a food bank component, but it's an opportunity to get together with our customers and our friends and our suppliers and our distributors and celebrate why this business is so great.
Well, there's no chance you'll ever be in the radio business, dude, because you can't even talk on the radio. You're awesome. You know, there's no chance you'll be in the radio business because you're making it so good in the beer business. I mean, not only are your beers phenomenal, but your business is prolific. I mean, you're everything a Michigan business needs to be.
It's nice of you to say that. I appreciate those kind words. But, you know, just like this, we have a great community of brewers in Michigan, not just Arcadia, but you can go through in every community. Grand Rapids blessed with a number of great breweries. Throughout the state, we're really doing some great things. So we feel at Arcadia, we feel privileged to be a part of this really great community of brewers, and the beers that we're putting out collectively, for the most part, is very, very good. The quality is outstanding, and we keep trying to get it better each and every day. So there's a lot of room for us personally to improve, and we're looking forward with great earnest to the next 15 years for us.
Well, as we found out at the International Food, Wine, and Beer Festival that we joined you at, what's your Scottish beer? It's called a Scotch.
Lockdown.
Wow, what a surprising beer! That was just phenomenal.
Yeah, we'll be drinking a lot of that, I'm guessing, today, given the Scottish theme to our Highland Christmas party. But That's the best version. I think the best way of describing that is a single malt beer, so to speak. It's a that Maris Otter malt from Scotland, and just a little bit of roasted barley, and that's it. So if you're a malt person, if you like Scotch whiskey, it doesn't taste like Scotch whiskey, but it's that kind of character in terms of really very nice flavor. So. But anyways, listen, I appreciate the support that you guys have thrown our way. I hope you can make it down at some point during the day today, because the special menu here, in addition to some lamb and some stew and all the traditional things that go with Christmas time from a Scottish theme perspective, we've got the barbecue going, we've got the wood-fired pizza oven going, and we even have Scotch eggs today, which are kind of a cool treat. So lots of interesting and fun ways of celebrating the season and our heritage. So hope you guys can make it down at some point during the day today.
All right, Tim, be careful what you ask for. We'll probably darken your door. But anyway, hey, best of luck today on that 15th anniversary. And I'm not going to ask the question that's on everybody's mind, but I hope you got some undergarments under your kilt. But with that, we'll let you go. Hey, Tim, good luck and happy 15th anniversary.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate all that you do, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. That was Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales in downtown Battle Creek. Time for a little bit of man law right now, isn't it?
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's Mayon Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. If you've never had a pasty, go to Saranac. Check them out. They're right on Bridge Street. Really cool place. They do some great pulled pork, too. But the man law is the guy who wants something the most is responsible for getting it. That goes right in line with the theme of the show, which is grilling means business in Michigan. You got to go out there and get for yourself. This is The Grillin' Guys. Thanks for sticking around this week. I wanted to play this song. It's by The Rockets. It's Turn Up the Radio. This is for Gene Mizo down in Plainwell, or Kalamazoo, I should say. So thanks again for joining us.
We're The Grillin' Guys. Stick with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.